Welcome to Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show with David Bazaar, Karen Bazaar, and Brett Elam from Thrive Financial Services. Saving for retirement is a great start, but it's what you do with this money that really matters. What's your strategy to reduce taxes, generate income in retirement, reduce your risk, and get even more money from Social Security? This is where you can count on straightforward and objective advice about how you can potentially make your money go further in retirement. This is Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. Now, here are your hosts, David, Karen, and Brett, along with Joe Kraus.
And welcome in, everyone, to another edition of Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show with David Bazaar and Brett Elam. So glad to be back in person here at Thrive, bringing together a program for our listening audience today. And David, I want to begin the show with an appeal to you and an appeal to Brett. I've spent the last couple of weeks trying to consume and read as many articles and clips that are on the internet or coming in my email box about retirement. So on behalf of everybody that's getting them, please bring clarity to what is real and what's not, because you can get lost in a tangled web with all the information. What's right? What's real? What's misinformation? There's so much out there. I've been doing this show for 5 years. I understand a little bit, not much, but a little bit. I was confused.
Yeah, that's the challenge facing retirees and pre-retirees today, because the story keeps changing.
It does.
The conditions keep changing, right? I mean, we're seeing things that we haven't seen in over 40 years. You know, inflation, market volatility, people are living longer today. We got geopolitical issues. I mean, there's just so much going on, which affects finance, affects economies. It affects the decision that the big political people make on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, we try to do our best all the time at making sure that, number one, always bring an awareness, right? Kind of starting those conversations that people need to have. Once they're engaged and understanding, hey, yeah, I got to get myself educated. Where do I go? So we've always worked very hard to have Thrive being a resource for people. And I think we've done a pretty good job of being pretty impartial, right? Like just putting the content out there. I don't think we over try to sell people and draw them in and all that other kind of stuff. It's, hey, if you're interested and we helped get you aware and now you need some education, well, you know, we do seminars. We've got a wonderful webinar running right now. You can find that on Facebook. If you go to Retirement Masterclass, it's free. Like there's no, you got to put your email address. You don't have any of that. It's literally, you watch the ad, you click the learn more button, and there's about a 15-minute video on there that's very detailed in a very short period of time. And because we know people are busy today, right? So right there. And then lastly, if you decided you need some leadership, some help with guiding you through the process, well, then you can raise your hand and say, hey, I need some help, and then Thrive will be there for you. So, you know, we want to continue to be that resource, and we'll continue to work very hard. So, Joe, we hear your appeal, and hopefully today will be one of those shows that delivers on that appeal.
Yeah, and I'll let everybody know throughout the show, you'll get some messaging on two upcoming workshops to finish up the month of April and then one the first day of May. But the two upcoming are the ones I want people to get registered for. May is all the May 1st workshop is Looks already solid. It's sold out. So it's already a waiting list. So that's another great resource for people to come out and meet you and meet the Thrive Financial Services team.
Yeah, and you know, we also opened up a new office right outside of Princeton, New Jersey, and that's a whole new market for us, and we had no idea. I mean, literally, we had no idea. We thought it's a good location. We think, some of our folks that are in lower Bucks County could kind of get right over there, over 295, make it nice and easy for them. We're packed out. Like, we did seminars, workshops at Salt Creek Grill, which I think is right on Route 1.
Yes.
And, I think we've done five or six of them. There hasn't been a time where we had actually, and I mean at the door, and I'm not joking, like at the door, we were at capacity, and we had to tell them that's like a fire hazard type situation. Mm-hmm. So the welcoming that we've gotten over in the Princeton community has been awesome, and we're, you know, glad that we can deliver, and that's kind of happening everywhere we're going right now. So yeah, so anyway, good stuff, good times. We're excited about, you know, what's going on out there. We're excited to be the people that try to deliver a message. And today's message, we've done, you know, Brett and I have done a ton of research. You know, we're constantly learning ourselves and, you know, diving in and doing due diligence on different things. And one of the things that we talk about, and one of the primary reasons that we think taxes will potentially go up in about, 18 months from now?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The countdown is on.
The countdown is on. Well, the other ticking clock that's going to basically cause it is a lot of the economists have come to the conclusion that we have about 20 years to fix our looming national debt crisis. And that's the word that it is. I don't think people recognize that this unbridled spending that our government has done, this unbridled printing of new currency, that, you know, what that's doing to our economy and inflation. So, you know, our country faces a critical issue right now. I mean, our nation's skyrocketing spending and how it could shake the foundations of retirement confidence for retirees. You know, the experts are warning that we're on a tight deadline. We have about 20 years to fix this before we hit a point of absolute no return. And the point, you know, going past that point of no return is going to lead to some pretty severe consequences. So we're going to delve into some of the serious implications of this mounting national debt, including the likelihood of increased taxation, like I said earlier. Plus, we're going to explore in the show today how this debt crisis intersects with the looming financial challenges facing Social Security and Medicare, potentially jeopardizing the benefits of a lot of retirees. And I know that's a huge concern. So this is kind of a critical wake-up call. We're really urging everyone to take a charge of their financial future. We'll, you know, we're going to help guide you through those strategies. And these strategies are designed to help you preserve your retirement income in these uncertain times. So here's a list of some things you should be thinking about. How might rising national debt directly affect your personal retirement savings and investment strategies? What specific steps you can take to help protect your retirement funds against the possibility of increased taxation in the future? How could potential cuts in Social Security and Medicare benefits change your approach to your retirement planning? How you can diversify your retirement savings to help mitigate the impact of economic uncertainties like national debt and tax hikes? And then what role does tax-efficient investing play in preserving your wealth and potential rising tax environment?
That's definitely a big one we're going to go through. Additionally, we're going to be talking about, think about these questions, is how might changes in the government fiscal policy affect your retirement timeline or the age at which you want to retire? Next one is, in what ways can you protect, be proactive with financial planning to help prepare for a future, as David just said, of maybe potential lower Social Security payments out there. Another one is, what strategies can you employ to generate additional retirement income if what happened if that Social Security benefits were all of a sudden reduced? Next one will be, what long-term implications, so many of us are only thinking about today, will this national debt crisis have on the overall economy and inevitably the trickle-down effect to us? And then last question I want you to think about is, in what ways can understanding the history of tax rates and national debt help you in making all those better financial decisions in retirement? So again, have an exciting show ahead of us here today. Again, my encouragement is, you can always text the number 215-798-9088. Again, text the word PLAN, 215-798-9088. We're more than happy to start that dialogue with you, because there's a lot of confusion going on. And as Joe just shared, a lot of articles are going on as well. So how can we bring clarity to a very confusing topic?
Yeah, and one of those articles, and I'll get into the break here quickly, but one of those articles, two pictures. One of the pictures was, here's my retirement with $1 million in 2014.
That's good.
Here's my retirement with $1 million in 2024.
We'll be talking about that in a moment.
And back here on Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, again, go to thrivefinancialservices.com and get registered for one of the upcoming two workshops. Brett, over to you, sir.
Yeah, so today's show, we're talking about the ticking clock. We have about 20 years to fix our looming national debt situation. So again, today we have an important and timely topic to talk about, and it's the implications of understanding that our debt as a nation is spiraling out of control. In fact, we're now well over $34 trillion, actually closer to $35 trillion. And projections are suggesting that there's only a 20-year window for what we'll call as corrective action. Again, the question we're tackling is not just academic, but it's deeply personal for everyone nearing or already in retirement because the rules are changing right in front of us. So how could this debt impact your financial future? What can happen if this debt becomes unsustainable? And most importantly, what steps can you take to help protect your retirement nest egg in such important times? David spoke about the importance of the words like awareness, education, and leadership. And this show is going to be full of awareness, which again, what are conversations that need to be had that you didn't even know that needed to be had, by asking a series of questions that you didn't even know that needed to be asked. So today's discussion, again, is more than just an analysis. It's a roadmap for helping to strategize your financial future against what we'll call as a tide of economic shifts. So you're going to want to stay tuned for the rest of the show. And again, as we navigate the turbulent economic waters, understanding the potential risk and preparing for them, that's what the key is. Again, but you don't have to do it alone. And that's a big deal because you can't silo just the investments and all these pieces. And it's hard when you pull all these pieces because it's cause and effect. It's cause and effect, like we talked about in the opening segment. And our team of professionals here at Thrive is to help. We're here to help guide you through these complex challenges, helping you to ensure your retirement plan is robust and thorough. So again, for a complimentary consultation, never hesitate to reach out to us. Again, you can text the word plan to 215-798-9088. Again, 215-798-9088. It's the first step. Again, you could register for a workshop. You could go straight to an appointment and speak with us. But here's the important thing, is remembering that proactive planning might be your best strategy in uncertain times. Proactive. Again, we can't wait and see. It's critical. There's no time like the present. So in today's financial climate, understanding the broader economic landscape is important for confident retirement planning. So again, as we delve into today's topic, keep in mind that our objective is to not just inform you, but to equip you with the practical strategies to help preserve your retirement against potential fiscal turmoil. Everyone always wants to talk about the problems. Today's show, we want to start talking about some of those solutions. So it's helping you make sure that your golden years inevitably remain golden. Again, don't leave your retirement future to chance. Get ahead of these challenges. Again, give us a call, or pardon me, you could text us at 215-798-9088. And you can always visit our website at Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, thrivefinancialservices.com. Has a ton of great information. Always has the recordings of all of our radio shows on there as well. So let's start to dig in until today's vital discussion.
Yeah, right before we jump into solutions, we do got to talk about this massive problem that we have, and it's getting bigger. So I don't think you can go on the news and not hear about some bill, some new law, you know, something that Congress is doing that's basically spending more money, right? Whether it's the Ukraine aid, whether it's the Israeli aid, whether it's the student aid, you know, bailout. I mean, it's just one thing after
$61 billion to Ukraine, like yesterday or something. Yeah, I was like, what?
It's one thing after another. And what they're thinking, it's just like an endless pocketbook that you can do this. So imagine the U.S. federal debt is like a snowball rolling down a steep hill. Right now, it's already big at over $34 trillion, and it's getting bigger, and it's faster as it's, you know, bigger and faster as it's rolling down this hill. Right here in PA, right, the experts at the University of Pennsylvania suggest that we've got about 20 years before this snowball becomes too massive to actually stop.
That's scary.
Think about that, right? I mean, that's that, you know, that critical mass, that critical momentum that you just, it gets out of control. Now, think of it like this, right? Picture politicians a bit like someone who can't resist the shopping spree, even though their bank account is running low. every year they're spending way more than what we've actually got in the bank. It's like they're using a national credit card and they're not holding back. Every swipe of this card is adding to a massive bill, and that bill, that's now over $100,000 for every single American. Not family, every single American, right? With 333 million people in the country, $100,000 per is what you're incurring from a debt perspective that's got to get paid at some particular point. So if you've got a family of three, that's like having a whopping $300,000 tab under your name. And imagine every single day the country is spending more than $1.8 billion. But here's the catch, right? It's not on improving roads. It's not improving the school systems. It's not improving healthcare. It's just the interest on the national debt, kind of like paying the minimum on a huge credit card bill without making a debt in that actual debt. Now, here's some things to think about. In 10 years, that daily interest payment is expected to be more than double. By some estimates, in a few decades, interest costs will take up 50% of the federal revenue. Federal revenue is tax base, right? The federal revenue. Imagine living in a time period. You're a young person, you're starting your career, and half of their tax dollars are going to pay for things that prior generations refuse to pay for themselves. That's unbelievable to me.
One thing we pride ourselves on, given the facts, trying to not be blue, trying not to be red. People say, oh, you're trying to scare us. No, this is actually what's happening. This is our job to be actionable. This is the University of Pennsylvania talking about we have 20 years and it's critical. What happened last summer? Our country went from a AAA-rated country to a AA-rated country, and it's already on the horizon that this country will be downgraded yet again for one simple reason. There's no plan to get back on track. So again, as David was just sharing, thinking about it, it's like watching your monthly credit card interest skyrocket while you can only pay the minimums. This isn't just about big government numbers. Again, the trickle-down effect, it affects all of us. Higher interest payments can mean less money for important things that we all rely on, and it could impact the economy in ways that it may hit our pockets, not just indirectly, but directly. Just like the credit card bill that lands in your mailbox and gives you that anxiety or that mini heart attack, this national debt isn't just going to disappear. It's looming over us now, and at some point, it's going to come due, whether you're ready for it or not. And again, this show is about how can we be proactive. Let's finish up talking about the problem here. So this may matter a lot to you, especially if you're close to retirement or you're already there. Again, the rules may be changing in front of us. So if we don't find a way to slow down this debt snowball, it could hit us hard. Your cost of living might rise because of inflation. I'll stop just right there. That's already happening. That is already happening. The divide between the have and have nots just because of what things cost. Joe, you just said it. What does retirement look like with $1 million a decade ago versus what does $1 million of income or of assets look like in 2024? It does not go as far for one simple word, inflation, inflation, inflation. Things cost more.
You know, one interesting thing that we see day to day, if we look back 3 years, 4 years ago, we would have people come into the office with $1 million, maybe $1.5 million, and they wouldn't even really comment about, do I have enough to retire? Now we have people coming in with $1 million, $1.5 million, $2.5 million and go, do I have enough money to retire the way I want?
Well, and here's the other variable. We're all living longer now.
That's exactly right.
So that variable, that variable makes the math even more challenging.
Yeah, it's exactly what the two of you just said right there, is people are now all of a sudden not to have selective amnesia where they're starting to look out into the future like, wow, prices just increased over the last couple of years by this much. As David just said, people are coming in saying, do I have enough to sustain me for the next 20 or 30 years. This inflation is a silent killer. So what's it inevitably mean when we have inflation? It's exactly what we've been saying. Your retirement savings will not go as far. So again, you could see higher taxes eating up your nest egg. And again, we hope taxes don't go up, but we need a rational way on how people believe. We have it when we have our workshops, people are like, yeah, but that's only if taxes go up. Yeah, but there's no other way that we're getting out of the crisis that we're in. We're all ears in talking about this. So again, those higher taxes could eat up your nest egg. So we need to think about that, which is realistic. And the stock market might even get more unpredictable than it's been over the last couple of years, which again could what? Affect your investments. Plus, vital programs like Social Security and Medicare, which we're going to talk about, could feel the impact as well. So now why we may feel like spectators watching this debt snowball grow, we're not completely without options. Number one, voting for leaders who prioritize the issue is one big step. But most importantly, on a personal level, is we can take action by smartly managing the risk that lie ahead if our leaders fail to address this problem. And one thing I've learned over the past couple decades is the leaders fail to address these problems. So we need to start being proactive. So there's many ways that this debt issue could negatively impact our retirement plans, but we're only going to be able to talk about a few here today that we're going to talk about here in the next segment. So again, today's show, we're talking about the ticking clock. We only have 20 years to fix our looming national debt. My encouragement is to text the word plan to 215-798-9088. Again, that number is 215-798-9088. It's the first step. We're more than happy to have a conversation where we can look at your whole financial picture overall.
You know, I always think as we go to the break, I always think about those three age brackets, and I don't really remember what they are, but there's that first period of retirement when you're active.
The go-go years.
The go-go's. There's the second part when you're not so active and you're just kind of still there and enjoying family and everything else. And then there's the third part where there may be a medical situation, there may be an issue. So when you put all those three in on the bookend and you're living longer, boy, you got to have a plan. That's why we're here. Back in a moment. Back here on Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. Good to be back here with David Bizarre and Brett Elam, bringing you good content, good something to think about, David. And my hope is that your words encourage people to take that next step and continue to educate themselves. That's the most important thing to do.
Yeah, take an action. All this information is great, but if you don't take any action, benefit from it, then, you know, kind of went for naught. We did mention right at the early and beginning of the show where we said, you know, where were Social Security and Medicare going to fit in this? Are they in jeopardy? So we want to talk a little bit about that, right? If, you know, imagine you're planning for your golden years, dreaming of all those kind of relaxing days that are ahead of us. For most of us, the money we'll get from programs like Social Security and Medicare do play a pretty big part of that dream. But here's the rub. These programs are in trouble. They're running low on funds, and with the country's big debt problem, fixing them is likely to be much more difficult than originally anticipated. Take Social Security, for instance. Its main pot of money might actually, and this is what's being proclaimed, might run dry by 2033. That means instead of getting 100% of what you expected, you only might get somewhere around 75%. So picture this, right? You're expecting $40,000 a year coming in from Social Security, but you end up with getting $30,000. That's $10,000 less for your yearly, you know, expenses, maybe the beach trips that you wanted to take, maybe the spoiling that you wanted to do for your grandkids. Now you start to question, like, can I do it, right? And that we all these years of planning, now you have to start questioning. Now, what about Medicare? They say by 2031, it might not fully cover hospital bills, leaving you to foot more of the bill yourself. Now, that's scary, right? You hear about these horror stories of people getting invoices from a hospital stay in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. If Medicare is not going to be picking up the big portion of that, and you get left with, even if you're getting left with 10% or 15% or 20%, that could be devastating for a family in that situation, right?
By the way, that $100,000 is in today's money.
Yeah,
right. You know, that's in 15 years from now, that might be a $175,000 bill.
Yeah, and like I asked my audiences at our seminars, like how many of you think Congress is going to get together and agree upon something to, you know, not have taxes go? Nobody agrees that tax, you know, that Congress is going to. It's the same thing. You know, once they get the money from you, like once the medical system gets you used to paying those kind of dollars, it's hard to go back from that, right? Now, maybe Congress will find a solution, but like I just said, my philosophy is that while it's okay to hope for the best, it may be smarter to actually plan for the worst. So what can you do? Well, one idea is to beef up your retirement savings. That's a big step, right? Maybe you got to still cut back a little bit today. Maybe you got to save a little bit more. So beef up your retirement savings. So like, let's say Social Security eventually cuts your benefits by $10,000 a year. If you can grow your savings by an extra $200,000 and then get a good average return of 5% on it each year, That's where your $10,000 is right there. But that's a big but. Growing your savings by that much isn't exactly easy in today's world.
Yeah, so again, on today's show, we're talking about the ticking clock. Again, we have 20 years to fix our looming debt situation. So earlier in the show, we were talking about the problems of the country being almost $35 trillion in debt and the pressures of inflation and so many other things that are going out there and talking about some of the risks that we may face. And on the last segment, we talked about the looming crisis that we're facing of the real potential of taxes increasing. And then the second big risk, which David just started this segment with, is talking about the potential of cuts to either Social Security and or Medicare. So we got to be proactive with that. So first things first, let's talk about how your money is invested. And we always tell our clients, especially those close to or near retirement, that we typically don't want to take crazy risks with their investments. Again, one thing that we're passionate about educating people with is this thing called sequence of returns risk. And it's so critical early in retirement to be aware of that, because those first couple years of returns completely sets the pace of what life is going to look like for the rest of your life. But we don't want your money simply snoozing in an account that's barely growing. It'll blow you away how many people still have money at a big bank that's not really doing a darn thing. Like, it's, you need to be proactive and aware of it. We have a saying here at Thrive is that every dollar has a purpose. So we do not want money looming around doing nothing. But it's all about finding that sweet spot. Again, enough risk to potentially grow your money, but not so much that you're biting your nails and you're not enjoying what retirement looks like because of the stock market. Now, another often overlooked way to possibly grow your nest egg, and I talked about this a little bit in the last segment, is to be tax smart with your investments. Think of it like this. It's not just about how much your investments earn, but how much of your money you actually get to keep after taxes. People don't think about it like this, but your 401k and IRA plans, they are profit-sharing plans. Brett, what are you talking about? They're profit-sharing plans because you're sharing those profits with the federal government. How? You're paying taxes. And who controls what percentage of the taxes that they keep? The government. How? They simply change the tax code. We need to be proactive. 40-year lows, we need to be proactive with those. So again, thinking about it like that, again, how much do we keep, not how much are we making? Now, being clever with taxes doesn't mean we're talking about being shady. It's about knowing the rules of the game. And unfortunately, it's on you to know all those rules and pulling the pieces together. But playing the rules right, they can come to your advantage. For example, and we talk about this at the workshop all the time, choosing the right kind of investment account can make a big difference. Some accounts let your money grow tax-free, while some others give you tax breaks now, but you got to pay taxes out into the future. You have other buckets of money that may have other tax benefits with them. And then you have money in like your CDs and stuff like that that have a tax bill that comes every single year. But also think about how And when you sell investments, especially outside of your 401ks and IRAs, selling stocks and investments at the right time can mean paying less in capital gains tax, which is the tax that we're talking about on the profits from selling something that has increased in value. Could also be real estate. This is the importance that I spoke about just a little bit ago, talking about forward tax planning. Again, forward tax planning, again, is decisions that must be made in the current calendar year in order to set yourself up for tax efficiency, not only in the year that we're in, but for the years to come as well. So the key is to make these tax-savvy moves work together with your overall investment plan. It's a bit like, think about it like this, like a chef balancing flavors in a dish. You want everything to come together just right if it's possible. Because remember, the end game is to keep as much money that you've earned as possible, keeping Uncle Sam out of your pocket. And the question that we ask people all the time is that when you're no longer with us, where do you want your money to go? Loved ones, charity, or government? And my belief is most people want to keep the government out of their pocket. And the only way that we can start doing that is to be proactive with everything that we've spoken about here today.
Yeah, listen, as we wrap up today's show, let's not forget that the looming debt problem and the potential for higher taxes, and then even the cuts in Social Security and Medicare benefits, are more than just news headlines. They could end up directly impacting your retirement. And the thought of facing financial uncertainty during what should be really your golden years is pretty daunting. And when you think about it, rightly so. So it emphasizes the need to be proactive, to take the steps now that can help you secure your future. Retirement isn't something that just happens. It's something that you've got to plan for. And the key thing about it is you've got to understand there is no do-overs. The mistakes can cost you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. The challenges are real, but with the right strategies, they can be managed. So if you're feeling like the control over your financial future could be slipping away, you know, with all these turbulent times, the newsreels, everything that's going on, just remember you do not have to navigate these waters alone. Now is the time to help ensure that your retirement strategy is robust and sound. If you're uncertain about where you stand or what to do next, I would tell you, don't hesitate. Give us a call. You can text us first. You can call us. All of our information is on the website, thrivefinancialservices.com. It's a great resource. There's tons of information and every way which possible that you can get in touch with us. Now, let me just share this very quickly. There's three types of financial planning firms out there. There are the big box type financial planners, where if you work with them or you're contemplating, what you have to understand is they have a management team that focuses the advisors to sell what the company wants. You become a number there. You don't get the personal attention that you ultimately deserve. You don't get the customization. You pretty much get a cookie cutter approach. At the other side of the spectrum is you've got the one person show. The guy or gal who's a financial planner who hangs their shingle on their own door, and they've got no support whatsoever. They got to do everything. And if you think about them, first of all, God bless them for trying. But if you think about it, they got to not only manage everything about you, they got to manage everything about every other client. They got to be the secretary. They've got to be the compliance officer. They have to be everything that you can imagine it takes to run a business. And they're spending time doing that than staying focused on what you need. And then you have a boutique firm like Thrive Financial Services. It's kind of like Goldilocks, right? We're not too big. We're not too small. We're just right. We sit in the middle. We've got a staff of over 30 people. We have 5 offices. We've got 10 financial advisors. You've got people that can pay attention to your personal situation, give you concierge service level, and you will not get a cookie cutter approach. You will get a fully customized approach that suits your needs and make sure that you navigate your retirement successfully. We have a vested interest in your success in retirement. I would suggest take some action today. Give us a call. Come visit us.
Brett, is that $35 trillion on its way to $40 trillion?
And 45 and 50. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ready for this one? 2028, the national debt is expected to be $47 trillion.
Oh, my.
We're not stopping.
Thrive Financial Services, an exclamation point on everything that David just said. That's the way to end this show today. That's going to do it for Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. On behalf of David Bizarre and Brett Elam, and, of course, all of our listeners tuning in today, I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show from Thrive Financial Services. If you're like most Americans, you have more questions than you do answers about what to do with your retirement savings. If you have a question about your IRA or your 401k, pension, or other tax-deferred accounts, if you have a question about reducing taxes, generating income, or filing for Social Security, whatever it is, David, Karen, and Brett are here to help. Often your questions can be answered in a simple phone call. Just call 215-798-9088. That's 215-798-9088. No statements made during Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult with your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risks and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed here. David Bizarre, Brett Elam, and Karen Bizarre of Thrive Financial Services and Thrive Capital Management are licensed to offer investment advisory services through Thrive Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Office headquarters is in Fort Washington, and offices of convenience used exclusively for client meetings are in Exton, Yardley, Cherry Hill, and Hamilton. Registration as an investment advisor does not imply any level of skill or training. Today's program has been pre-recorded. Nothing in this advertisement is intended to give you specific tax or investment advice. Consult your own tax or financial advisor.